The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to our show called Kiss Your Life Hello. I'm Dr. H. Dr. Vijay calls me Dr. H, but it's really an H, Dr. Howard Piper. And my lovely co-host, Dr. Vijay Nair, is traveling. Actually, she's coming out my way to L.A., so maybe this morning I'll watch a plane go by and it may be her. But anyways, we're going to have a great show. Last week, we had a tape show, so unfortunately, people weren't able to call in. And we had this wonderful, wonderful gentleman from India. He was a Tibetan monk, and he calls himself Geshe-la. And Geshe-la is still part of the Dalai Lama's group that they travel all over the world. And he had a beautiful message, and we really, really enjoyed having him on. And I believe he's going to be back into Spokane, Washington sometime in the springtime. So we will try to do a live show because people have a lot of questions they want to ask. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to our show, please go to our archive. You go to KissYourLifeHello.com, and that'll take you to our homepage through Voice America, and then you go through the archive. And speaking of archive, 2 weeks ago we had Carol Hart, who's the producer of this awesome, awesome DVD for the next seven generations. So you can go to her website. It's F-O-R, so for the next, and the number seven, so for the next seven generations.com. It talks about, it shows 13 various different indigenous grandmothers that have had a vision on helping the planet, and they all met at a certain place and a certain time. So, Carol, congratulations, and I know that the DVD is being shown all over the country. Actually, I think it's up in Canada also. And a little plug that the grandmothers are going to be in Sedona this weekend. In fact, my special guest is in Sedona, too. So I'll give you a little information if you're interested in going. It's December 5th, and it's at the college in Sedona. And I believe there's a number. Yes, there is, 928-282-1298, if you're interested in getting tickets. I'm going to try to see if we can do a conversation with one of the grandmothers within the next maybe a couple of weeks. Again, that number is 928-282-1298. And as long as I'm giving some plugs, I have a very dear friend of mine that's going to be speaking in Florida. It's called the CAM, which is Complementary and Alternative Cancer Therapies. It's an awesome, awesome conference. They have it in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's in January 7th to the 9th. And the phone number, if you're interested, if you have never been to West Palm Beach, Florida, it's absolutely beautiful. This is a very, very powerful conference that they're going to have. They have a lot of doctors, including my friend that's going to be speaking there. And that number is 1-877-227-6963. So, given some of that information out, now, we always go to the news, and Dr. Vijay and I always go back and forth for a few minutes, and I'm going to talk about this very interesting headline. GE crops use more pesticides than conventional. Now, when we say GE, we're talking about generic engineered crops. This is farmers growing genetically modified crops use more pesticides than conventional farmers, according to a new study by the Organic Center in Boulder, Colorado. In the past 13 years, over 318 million more pounds of pesticides were applied to what they call GE, which is genetically modified soybean, corn, and cotton crops, than conventional. Now, I was a little confused because when they first came out with genetically modified organisms for the crops, that it was to help keep the bugaboos off the plants, and yet now they're saying they're using more pesticides than the regular commercial ones. So introduced 13 years ago, the seeds were manufactured to control weeds in several ways. Herbicide crops are designed to withstand applications of weed killers such as Roundup Ready. And if you, any Vietnam vets like myself, we had a little problem with Agent Orange, and that's a little connected to that. But in a high weed area such as the southeast, more herbicides is necessary to kill the weeds. So here's the bottom line. Organic farmers address weed control with crop rotation, cover crops, and accept a little weed pressure in their fields. So a little bit of weeds is not going to hurt, as opposed to having pesticides sprayed on us. It's a little confusing when we're out there and we're told about genetically modified. Now, here's another one confusing, as long as I'm confusing everybody. Here's one, halt on salt sparks iodine deficiencies. Halt on salt sparks iodine deficiencies. Doctors say cut back on the salt, but how can we obtain our iodine? The article says, those who consume heavily salted foods suffer an increased incidence of certain cancers. This was done in a study. In susceptible individuals, high sodium intake spikes blood pressure. In response to the danger of consuming excess salt, Americans are restricting their sodium intake, which has led to a risky, unintended consequence. Typical Western diets are low in iodine. When iodized table salt is reduced, people can easily become iodine insufficient or deficient. Inadequate iodine not only impairs thyroid function, here's the thing that is really interesting because Dr. Vijay and I talked about this a few weeks ago about breast cancer. Inadequate iodine not only impairs thyroid function, but is also linked to increased risk of breast cancer and fibrocystic breast disease along with fatigue and weight gain. So here's the thing that we need to find out. Okay, we're told that too much salt, iodine in the salt, is not good for us because it's going to give us high blood pressure and it's going to, you know, increase the problems of certain different factors with cancer. Then we're told that specifically for, more for women, that if they're deficient in iodine with a thyroid problem, that is connected with breast cancer. So I've done a lot of research, and in some of my books that I've written about, I've talked about kelp and seaweed. And if you are a person like me, I love going to the sushi bars, and not the drinking bars, but the sushi bars, and have sushi or sashimi, and having the seaweed wrapped around, you know, with the various forms of the beautiful delicacies that they make. I'm getting my iodine, that's a great, great source of having iodine, through kelp, through seaweed, going to a health food store. And you can find, if you don't want to do the wrapping of the seaweed or the kelp, you know, on your salad if you want, or your vegetables, then you can do, and you can buy the encapsulated kelp or seaweed, which is an excellent source of iodine. There are a lot of situations where people that are taking a lot of unfermented soy, which is like your tofu, which is like your soy milk, which is like your soy protein powder, and too much of the unfermented soy will create an iodine deficiency, will also leach out the calcium out of the body too. What I found through the years and done some studies that people that are true vegans where they don't, you know, have any type of meat and they don't fish, they'll say strictly with the unfermented soy, they will have a problem with low calcium and get osteoporosis or osteopenia or osteoporosis eventually at a younger age, and will also have a thyroid problem. Excuse me. So if we're going to do this, we need to have our kelp, we need to have our seaweed. There's different forms. So it's very important that we're told one factor of not to have too much salt because of the high blood pressure, but we need our iodine, so now we have these other sources. So sea vegetables, kelp, seaweed, going to those sushi bars are great because then we can get some protein through the fish if we're a person like myself, and also to be able to have the seaweed. Okay, enough about me. I'm totally excited about our guest. I'm going to introduce this young lady. I would say I'm very psyched, this is a little pun, about having her on our show. Luna Joy is an internationally known author, sacred site guide, and considered a modern mystic. Luna's work has been influenced by lifelong interaction with the star elders, combined with a series of life-changing shamanic experiences accelerated during two decades of her travel. Basically, what I like to do is introduce Luna Joy as an interpreter of the Mayan philosophy. And there's been so much. Hollywood has a tendency of bringing out these movies and scaring the hell out of us because they're saying that this is what's going to happen at December 21st, 2012. So what Dr. Vijay and I love to do is to give people choices, and we attempt to tell the truth and to give people the path possibly that they can follow. So after this show is over, we have a choice. We can continue staying in fear because all these things that are said through Hollywood or even on television or even these televangelists that are talking about, you know, the end of the world coming, or we can listen to our great guests and find out what really is going on because there's so much confusion out there. So Luna Joy, welcome to our show. I am so happy and excited to have you on our show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's get started. Before we're going to be doing a commercial in about 3 or 4 minutes, how did you start in this venture?
It started when I was 3 years old, when I had an experience of the Star Elders. And when I got older, I tried to be normal, like everyone goes through, try to fit in and try to be normal, and I failed miserably at that. And took a first trip to Mexico and spent on the night in a little site called Tulum, which is on the Caribbean coast, south of Cancun, in the days when Cancun really wasn't there, and had an experience that woke me up. And it'd be hard to describe with words, but my life changed after that. And that's what started this whole thing of taking groups to sacred sites and reading sacred sites and doing what I do.
Well, you know, it's interesting that when I was in high school and we learned about history, that for some reason, I don't understand, I'm beginning to understand this now, that I'm pulled more towards the Mayan culture as opposed to the Aztecs or the Incans because they were more, they were doing more human sacrifices. And the Mayan, I believe, were very peaceful people, correct?
The Mayas... Well, if you ask any of them, they will say they didn't do sacrifice. History was written by the conquerors, and they had to justify their conquest. They had to justify wiping out a whole civilization and destroying the whole culture. And way to do it is to make them look like savages. You go to the Maya lands now in southern Yucatan and the highlands of Guatemala and over in Belize and Honduras. These people are gentle people. Gentle, heart-centered, quiet people. There's nothing in their genetics that would tell you that they were that way. And in their history, they say they never sacrificed. That's all. The sacrifice stories came out of the idea that we need to sacrifice our lower egos or our lower consciousness to wake up. And that has been completely misconstrued in history. Hey, it's a good story. Everybody likes to go to the Maya lands and say, oh, and you hear the guides all the time reinforcing this by saying, oh, yeah, here, this is where the sacrifices took place. And it's just not true. There's absolutely no physical evidence of it either.
Well, there was a documentary on one of the stations, a couple months ago, and it talked about how the Mayans were a very gentle culture. And I'm saying to myself, yes, I believe this all these years because I just seem to be drawn to that philosophy. And then to find out that it's nice to be validated. It's nice to know
exactly.
that you're on this path of going to the right place. Oh, so where do we go from here? The big question I want to ask you, and we're going to be doing a commercial in about 30 seconds, the guys are telling me this. Tell me how we can get to your website, and then when we come back from the commercial break, I want to ask you the big question.
Well, my website's easy. It's alunajoy.com. That's alunajoy.com. And you can get everything from there.
Now, on your website, too, and I know you can subscribe to your e-newsletter, and this is interesting, too, because in 2 weeks we're going to have the producer and the director of Shift of the Ages, which is going to be an awesome, awesome movie coming out, I believe, in the springtime?
They're hoping in 6 months.
In 6 months, okay.
Yeah, so that's about springtime, yeah.
And then we can see some information on it. So we can go to your website, and or we can go to the producer and director. I'll give their names out, you know, after we come back from the commercial break, in regards to watching little snippets. That's neat, because I like watching how they're starting to build this documentary. And they give you, what, like 30 seconds or 60 seconds of information, which is coming straight directly from the Mayan culture.
Yeah, it's the only film, it's the only information out there right now that's coming out that is directly from the Mayas, every single word. And so if you go to lunajoy.com on the right hand, on my top page, on the right hand side, there's a link to Shift of the Ages, and right there you can see all the little trailers already.
Okay, great. I hear the music of our sponsors, so hold that thought and we'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show with Dr. H, Dr. Howard Piper, and my special guest, Luna Joy. The number was given out to the call-in. And boy, if you have any questions, because I have lots of questions, so if the people listening to our show have any questions, you know, call into that number, 866-472-5792. So the big question, my dear, is we're getting so much confusion because it's stamped on our foreheads, December 21st, 2012, that's D-Day. Now, we have one calendar, I guess it's called the Christian calendar, and then we have this other calendar, the Mayan calendar, that supposedly stopped it. Please unconfuse us and tell what is really the truth.
Well, 2012 is based on a monument in the Chiapas. Then it's the last date recorded. But it says nothing about the end of the world. So that's the physical evidence. The Mayas, if you talk to the Maya people, there is no prophecy whatsoever, never has been, about the end of the world. It's a shift of an age, though, and that age means there will be a shift of consciousness. And what the Star Elders tell me is it will be a shift of the laws of nature that hold the universe together. So the laws will be different. And we don't know what that means right now, except that the world will change. It always will. It always has. There'll always be earthquakes. There'll always be volcanoes. There'll always be storms. But it is not the cataclysms that everyone's afraid of. You don't have to go run for the high country or do what, if you follow your heart, you will be fine. But the Mayas never speak about any kind of prophecy of the end of the world. In fact, they're celebrating it.
So who came up with that date?
Well, there really is no date either. The Mayas don't talk about December 21st, 2012. They don't know when the actual date will be when the new sun, what they call the new sun, will arise. It could be now, it could be a month from now, it could be in 2020. We don't know. They don't know. That information has been lost. And for good reason, actually, when you think about it, if we all knew when that last day was, we'd all procrastinate to the very last moment to get our ducks in a row, so to speak, or to clean our act up, or to straighten out our consciousness, right. We'll wait to the last minute. You know, and even in the Bible it talks about no one will know the day or the hour. So it's kind of beautiful in that way because it keeps us ever ready. It keeps us always working to be a better person, to think positive thoughts, to raise our consciousness in various ways, in all the ways that we have to do. And then when it does arrive, it won't be a giant shift. It's morphing right before our eyes right now. People that were starting to work on live on the spiritual path in the 80s started noticing that, even during the harmonic convergence. there was a shift. And we hit all these little shifts, and all these are raising ourselves up to this point where we can flip over to this new sun. So the universe is actually preparing us right now. We're in the shift right now.
You and I were talking yesterday, and I was mentioning how I've noticed for myself and for a lot of people, probably the last year, maybe year and a half, maybe almost 2 years now, our stuff, or whatever stuff that we have, our emotional baggage or whatever we carry on into a life, seems to come up and surface our past issues, child work, whatever you want to call it, it's coming up and hitting us in the nose and say, okay, here we are, boys and girls. Are you going to deal with this, or are we just going to put it back into denial? And I'm noticing a lot of people are starting to deal with their unresolved issues, which I think is really great. And I've noticed this more, excuse me, myself being a naturopathic doctor, also I did drug and alcohol counseling for a number of years too, so I've been on both sides of the desk, so I know what these issues are and I know what it looks like. But it seems that for the past couple of years, people are having the opportunity to work through this stuff or put it back into denial. Well, we'll just shove it under the carpet and we won't deal with it. So I guess what you're saying is that we're given this opportunity now, so don't wait to the last minute, you know, to get your ducks in a row. Start working with this stuff now.
Yeah, exactly. And the negative issues, those issues that come up, are they negatives. There's two ways to live in the world. There's love or there's fear. So those issues that you have in you all are based in fear. That can't go. That can't survive in the new sun, in the new age. So these things have to come up to be cleared. And it's nice that it's coming up one thing at a time, you know, or two or three things, or like last year where it seems like everything was hitting everybody in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And denial isn't working so well anymore, if you've noticed. People are trying to shove it down and back into the closet, go away, little monster, you know. And it's not working. And they're coming out anyway. It needs to be cleared out. And that's the gentle nature of the universe, is to give us the opportunity to do it little by little instead of all at once, because all at once, let's face it, we probably wouldn't survive it. That would be the cataclysm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're in the shift right now. We're dealing with it every single day. And if you talk to, like, your grandparents or your great-grandparents, and you talk to them about the way their life was back in the, you know, late 1800s or early 1900s, life was slow. When they had an issue, it was once, and they had to deal with it, and it was slow, and their lessons were slow and easy. We're not getting that luxury anymore. Things are happening very, very quickly, and we are being forced to use that gut instinct, that feeling of right and wrong that's really deep inside of us, which way to go, without having the time, the luxury of time to sit back and think about it. You know, like, okay, I'm going to meditate on that for a couple of months, decide which way I want to go. You don't have that anymore. Sometimes we have to make that snap judgment. And that's helping us learn how to listen to our heart and not doubt it anymore.
So when I say time really flies, it really is flying. We have a caller, Gary from Florida. Hi, Gary.
Hello from my heart, Aluna.
Hi, Gary.
Nice to talk with you. Yes, I thoroughly concur with what you're saying about the shift in consciousness that is taking place. I've seen evidence of it in Dr. David Hawkins' Map of Consciousness. But I wonder if you have any thoughts about the potential flipping of the Earth's axis as we are looking at the wobble.
Good question.
As we look at the wobble of the planet, having started being measured in the 50s and was in the form of inches, and is now, over last report that I got, which is several years ago, over 50 miles a day. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I've heard about it. Sure.
Okay. Do you see that also in relationship to this, albeit somewhat magical 2012 date?
Well, the Mayas don't talk about a pole shift at all, that I've heard anyway. And I can't actually speak for the Mayas, but from my experiences with them and the time I've spent with them and the things I've heard, they haven't spoken about that. The Star Elders, my guides, who are connected to the Maya cosmology, they never speak about that either. They say we'll be victorious, that there is no big cataclysm, and that those things that happened in the past, like with the fall of Atlantis,
mm-hmm.
and when other planets had been destroyed in the past,
mm-hmm.
There were big cataclysms because of the misuse of energy and a particular type of technology. These things aren't going to happen this time. They're not going to allow them to happen. We've got a lot of divine intervention going on. One example was when Korea sent off the atom bomb toward Japan. What was
yes.
it, last year?
Mm-hmm.
They dismantled it. They're not going to allow atom bombs to explode.
So they're going to be
scratching their heads, saying, "I don't understand why that thing didn't blow up." I've never seen it either, and I spend a good deal of time watching and looking and feeling. You know, it's what I do, and I've never seen a point where things are going to shift that drastically, where we'd have a pole shift, because that'd be pretty drastic.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would indeed. But in line with that, I'm presently looking at, or I'm personally looking at, an expansion to total telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
I see that as something that is coming,
I see
our abilities to manifest increasing to dramatic levels.
Yeah, and the wobble could very much be shaking things up for us to see, and then it'll settle back down.
Well, the settling back down is something that I'm personally working on with something you
great.
May have heard of called Hello From My Heart Days.
Mm.
We have noticed by having millions of people greet each other in just that way, Hello From My Heart, that violent crime is measurably way down. We ran it in Iraq. Violence was down by 50%.
Excellent.
We ran it in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was down by 54%. These are all figures from the sheriff's departments.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, here in Florida, we ran it as well. And we find that people are healthier as well based on absenteeism records.
Mm-hmm. Gary, we need to go to a commercial break. I appreciate you calling in, and thank you. And Aluna, you have a YouTube channel called Feel the Love 2012. Let's talk about that when we come back from our
Alrighty.
Commercial break.
Great.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVASupplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. It's Dr. H, Dr. Howard Piper, and if you've been waiting for that wonderful East Indian accent of Dr. Vijay, she unfortunately is probably flying over at this time going to a conference in Los Angeles. Me being in Palm Springs, so I keep looking out the window seeing if I can see her plane fly over. Anyway, Dr. Vijay, we love you, and we'll be on the show next week together. So we were with Aluna Joy, who is an internationally known author, spiritual life coach, Sacred Site Guide to the Mind and Inca Land, is written. Also, I didn't mention, too, that you're an author of a great book, which you sent me, thank you, Mayan Astrology, and this one I would love to see is The Mayan Daykeeper. So I have a question. A lovely young lady had emailed me. How do I know she's a lovely young lady? Because I live with her. she was going to ask this question. How do I, as an individual, without getting caught up with these different groups and just trying to work on myself, how can I walk this path and how can I guess, carry this message by myself and for myself? And it's almost a little bit like, you know, Michael Jackson's song, The Man in the Mirror, everything starts with us.
Well, the Mayas have a word. It's called, it goes in Lakesh Alakin. It means what I do to myself, I do to you. What I do to you, I do to myself. And it also is sort of the same idea as namaste.
Right.
It means I recognize the God in you. And the Inca people have another word for it. It's called Wiracocha. And they cross their hands across their heart and bow and say Wiracocha. It's a greeting. But it means I recognize the God in you. We recognize that we are the same. And so when you do something, when you want, it's very, very simple what we can do to shift this world into paradise, because I believe we can have paradise right now if we all decided to do this all in the same moment. Mm-hmm. We could have paradise, and that is just to hold a positive focus and turn off the television, don't read the newspapers, and don't worry, don't give your energy away to the darkness, which is the war and the hate and the fear. Because every time you get up in the morning, God gives you this beautiful energy to live, to produce something. And if you produce something that helps humanity, then the world is lighter. If you go and battle something, you basically neutralize your energy out against the foe that you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep, it doesn't mean go into denial. We know what the problems are in the world. the trick is now for all of us that are waking up is to go out in the world and give people an alternative path to the way it's always been done. Give them a different option. And that's by example, by doing it yourself. And it's really simple. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to read a book. You don't have to buy a DVD. You don't have to go to a workshop. You go out and smile and be just nice to someone every day. And be good to yourself. Because what you do to you for yourself, even if there's nobody around you, if you're good to yourself, that affects everybody on the planet. If you're bad to yourself, it affects everybody on the planet. So what you do to yourself, you do to everyone. And what you do to everyone outside, you do to yourself. So you go out and you hurt someone, it's going to come back on you. And we all understand this is karma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the Mayas call it in La Kesha La Keen. So
it's almost, you know, we've heard the golden rule, do unto others.
It goes through all cultures. It's nothing new. It's just, this is just the Maya version of it. But it's really simple. And we try to make things so complicated in this world. Especially in Western mind, we think if it's complicated, it must be right. Well, it's not true. The truth is really simple. And how we can make this world a better place, it's really simple. We just start being nice to each other. Bottom line, and to ourselves.
So the question is, you know, we're going into this shift for whatever reason, and yes, the planets are going to be lined up, and yes, the astronomers say this is the thing that's going to happen. As it happens, what, every 5,200 years, they're trying to bring this information, and like what Gary talked about with the polar shifts and the axis, when we had that with the tsunami, the Earth actually changed. I think it was 2 or 3 degrees off axis. So, you know, Mother Earth is just doing her own little thing, and the planets are going to be lined up. We get caught up into this, we being myself too, we get caught up into this information, the news, the global warming, you know, all these things that are happening to us. So we have all these outside events. Then we have our own stuff. I'm going to go back to before the commercial. We have these unresolved issues coming up. So all of a sudden, don't you think it's overwhelming for a lot of people? And I'm seeing more and more road rage. I'm seeing more and more anger. So this is all part of the stuff working through. And I like the question about, you know, do we work with ourselves first, or do we go out and do we save the world? And if we save the world, how do we take care of ourselves? You know what I mean? It's confusing a little bit for the average person. Like, it's overwhelming. Like, well, maybe it's true. Maybe it really is all this stuff is happening to us.
Well, It's easy to turn off the news and not look at what's going on in the world and avoid putting that into your consciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the thing you can't avoid is the stuff coming up in you. And if you don't take care of home base first, you're not going to be very effective at helping anybody outside, because you got to do your homework first. In fact, if that's all that anybody did is just work on themselves and stay happy and stay positive. And be kind and peaceful and keep yourself in a state of harmony as best you can, in spite of the fact the energy is shaking you up, and keep going back to that, you are helping the world. So the saving the world thing is kind of an ego thing. I want to go out and save the world. And when we wake up, we all become so aware of how powerful and beautiful and what beautiful God beings we actually are. We want to go out and help people with that. But that's kind of an ego thing, wanting to do something. Because Creator, all Creator wants you to do is be happy. And you, being a holistic doctor, know that when you're happy, your immune system's in really good shape.
Sure.
If you're depressed or angry, your immune system is shot. So being happy and staying in harmony and dealing with things in a harmonious way the best you can, and you're human, so you're not going to be perfect, and allow yourself not to be perfect on occasion, and keep getting back onto the right track. Because you're doing that, you're adding to the light of the planet, and you're affecting everyone. Just like the caller before was talking about, they're actually shifting the crime rate in their area because of what they're doing. And that's the act of in La Kesha La Keen. If we all just take care of home base, like you say, Michael Jackson talked about the man in the mirror. If you take care of the person in the mirror, the world would be a better place right now.
And it's beautiful when you were talking before about manifesting. We don't have to be, wow, look at all these self-help books that we can throw away and just learn just to be ourselves and just to be who we are, and manifesting and believing, you know, to set up a goal and to let go of that goal and just to work through it. And I love what you say too about it's the journey, it's not the destiny, and it's for us to walk this path. And I've been walking a spiritual path for a number of years, and there's some beautiful people that have been on the path with me for a while, and some people jump off the path and for whatever reason. And I feel very comfortable being in this situation and just learning to that. And I'm a huge believer of love. Leo Buscaglia, God bless him, even gave a class in love, I think, at Berkeley, I'm not sure, in a college, university, I mean. And he's been my idol to the fact that this is what we need to do, open our hearts as best as possible, and sometimes it's scary because sometimes we're hurt this way, and not get caught into the fear. And I want to go back because we're going to do a commercial pretty soon. But the thing between love and fear, you know, and I've always talked about this, Dr. Vijay, and I talk about this, we're all or nothing people. So we're going to do it all or we're not going to do anything at all because it's too overwhelming, forget it. So it's easier for me to get caught into fear. My curiosity is up. I'm going to see the movie 2012, and I'm going to get the jeebers scared out of me, and this is what's going to happen, and I'm going to watch television, and the news is going to tell me all this stuff, and there's going to be wars. And to get to the place of love, that means I have to have my heart open all the time, and it's scary. How can we find this balance? This is the Libra in me looking for this balance to, you know, find in between and be okay. I guess that's the bottom line, to be okay.
Well, it goes back to the old saying, be in the world but not of it. And stand back and be witness to what's going on, but don't participate in the things that aren't good for humanity. And we talked about the self-help books and stuff. That's kind of a bridge between the love and the fear. Mm. And for a while, those bridges are a good thing. Mm. It wakes people up and it makes people aware of what they've been doing to themselves. But we've come to a point now where a lot of us, we're past that.
Right.
And
right.
We need to be masters of our own energy.
You said that expression, be part of the world, not of it. What did you say, be part of the world?
Be in the world, but not of it. So because we are in this world, there is no doubt. We are 3D, even though our spiritual lives, we can go off in our minds, and when we meditate and be somewhere else, our physical body's here. So we are in this world. But we have a choice to participate in what we have a choice. We have free will. So what we participate in is what we feed. So if we feed the side of love, which is all the positive aspects of our life, we add to the light of the planet. If we add to the fear of the planet by participating in things, by going and doing battle, you add to the darkness of the planet. So where are you putting your energy today? Energy is just like a vote, like you're at a voting booth. What are you voting for, light or dark? And how you act in each day with your life, with every action you take, is a vote.
I like that. There's a fable, a Native American fable. It talks about the grandson asking grandfather about the two wolves that live inside us. One is mean and one is nice. And the grandson says to grandfather, which wolf will live? Yeah, which wolf will live longer? And he goes, the one that you feed.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me, am I going to feed fear? Possibly, if I disconnect myself and don't get caught into the worldly stuff and just walk the spiritual path, will I feed love? Absolutely. Sometimes I'll tippy-toe into the fear and say, okay, what's really going on to the world? And I have to go back again. I have to stay, you know, with the love, and I have to stay, you know, with my heart open. I hear that lovely music. That means our sponsors are coming on. So we will be back with Kiss Your Life, Hello, and with Luna Joy. And I have a couple more questions to ask.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show. If you haven't called in, we still have a few more minutes before we're off the air. Please call in. I mean, some great, great questions. Otherwise, I'm going to ask all the questions, and you guys are going to have an opportunity. But if you have questions that you want to ask Aluna, you can either go to her website, and go ahead, give her your website account, or if you have a couple of different websites.
AlunaJoy.com.
It's AlunaJoy.com. Now, you also have something on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. It's called Feel the Love 2012. If you go on YouTube and punch in Feel the Love 2012, you'll see all my little videos. When I travel to the Maya lands and Peru and Egypt and other countries, I love doing photography. And I put together music and the photography together in video that helps inspire people to open their hearts and feel the love in the energy that we're in and put away the fear. And the whole idea about this, the little YouTube station is to do that. Our last video got 56,000 views already.
Wow.
I'm totally excited.
Let's talk a little bit, because we're going to have the producer and director of Shift of the Ages on in a couple of weeks. Steve and Joe, tell me, because I learned it through you. You had promoted it on your website, and I went to their website, shiftoftheages.com, and I got little snippets here and there. And then I called Steve Copeland and Joe Giovi and talked with them, and they said they would love to be on their show in a couple of weeks. So it really compliments where you're coming from and with them being on in a couple of weeks. Give us some input on that versus the movie 2012.
Well, it's entirely different, of course. 2012, the movie, the Hollywood movie, is a thriller. It's like Titanic. It's a thriller. But Shift of the Ages is the message of the Maya tradition, 100%, in a kind of a documentary type format. But the way Steve Copeland and his film crew are editing it, it almost feels like a shamanic experience to me.
Mm.
It's when I watch it, and I know Don Alejandro, I've known Don Alejandro for years, and I'm so excited that this is happening for him, because the Mayas have been used in so many different ways, and they have not been, their message hasn't come out clearly through anybody,
mm-hmm.
because we're not Maya. We can't speak for the Maya. We're not. I'm a blue-eyed blonde Scot, so I can't speak for the Maya. But it's wonderful that he's finally allowed someone to film him. And Steve and Joseph are exceptional people, and they're doing an exceptional job. And they've spent 5 years filming him in different places. They even went to Peru. And they're putting it together in such a way that not only will you get the message from the Maya, but you'll also feel it. And most documentaries, it's just talk. It's talk. And it's a lot of good information, and our minds enjoy being entertained in that way. But there's an energy that comes through the film, at least from a lot of the trailers I've seen, mm-hmm. that's going to make you feel what it feels like to be in the jungle doing ceremony with them, what it feels like to feel the way they feel. And it's amazing what they're doing with the editing. It's not your average documentary. It's going to be a shamanic spiritual experience.
So people could go to their website, shiftoftheages.com.
Yeah, or go to my site, alunajoy.com, and on the right-hand column, there's a link right there.
Okay, great. Wow. So where do we go with all this? We've given out information. We've talked about what reality is, what reality isn't. We've talked about the homework assignment that we need, if possible. We talked about doing our own personal house cleaning. Where do we go?
Keep walking the walk, step by step. Each day, each moment, make a commitment to yourself that you will add your energy to where it votes for the light, not the dark. Each moment, each day. You know, when you're out on the road and someone cuts you off, honk your horn. You know, be kind in the grocery store line, you know, when there's a big line. You know, just there's a zillion ways to be kind and peaceful to people out in the world. And be patient. And be patient with yourself, because we're all going through stuff. None of us are escaping the stuff. And if there's anybody out there saying, oh, I'm past all that now, they're lying. We're all getting it. We're all getting the little monsters coming out of the closet that we need to clear out, and it makes us feel bad about ourselves, or we get angry at ourselves, or disappointed, or we start judging ourselves. And let that go, and remember the brilliance of who you really are. The other thing is doubt always follows truth. Doubt always follows truth, and this is one way people can learn to listen to their heart, is when we have a doubt about ourselves, or we start feeling judgmental about ourselves, or feeling like we can't, or we feel small, usually it means we had a truth about ourselves just prior to that we didn't pay attention to.
Hmm.
You know, it's always easier if someone says you're beautiful, we go, and if someone says you're ugly, you take that in and you feel bad about it the whole day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The good stuff we tend to overlook. And I don't know why we do this, but we do it. We overlook the good stuff. So when you have a doubt about yourself or feel bad about yourself, look back a few seconds earlier and try to remember what you felt before that, because doubt always follows truth. So doubt's an actual little flag that says, ooh, something happened here, because all of a sudden I'm feeling bad about myself. What was I feeling about myself just prior to that? And start listening to that. And keep that light shining.
What an opportunity we have in this lifetime, at this time now, in 2009, going into 2010, to have the ability to do this, if we choose.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, it's just like with all our shows that Dr. Vijay and I have done, you know, we give people choices. If people still choose to go one path, you know, that's their choice. If they choose to go to another path, you know, we all have these different choices. You've given us the opportunity to follow, you know, which path that we want. And you validated everything, I swear, everything that I believed in, and I love you for that. I'm so glad and so grateful that you've been on our show. I would love to have you on again. We have a couple of minutes before I have to close. We'll have to talk about next week, too. So if you would come on our show, I guess I'll call you. We can set up another time.
Great. Love to.
All right. And I love you, and I give my love to Raphael, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye-bye now. Wow. What a great person. It's interesting because we had Dr. Gabriel Weiss on a couple weeks ago, actually 3 weeks ago, to talk about meditating in his book. And we talk about dealing on an emotional level. We talk about dealing on a physical level. So we have this opportunity to do a healing and find balance in our life physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Next week, there's this awesome, awesome, awesome book called 60 Seconds, One Moment Changes Everything by Phil Bolsta. This guy is a really great guy. I've had him on my show before, and it's really, really great, some powerful stories. Spiritual awakenings, whether quiet or subtle, or dramatic and breathtaking, are deeply personal events. More than half of us have undergone a spiritual transformation, each unique and life-changing. We may only have a moment or two to act, or we may have a few months to sort things out. This is great. 60 Seconds, an uplifting collection of intimate, heartfelt stories from prominent people. These are some famous people, some movie stars, some baseball players, entertainers, people that we know and love and that we've probably followed on TV or in sports, talking about how 60 seconds, one moment, changes everything. Well, it's saying that I have 30 seconds to tell everybody that if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. I love you all, and we'll have Dr. Vijay back on next week, and we'll be talking with Phil Bolsta. 60 seconds, one moment changes everything. Take care, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.